Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tancast!
Exciting.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
See, there's a theme song we left out.
Words, 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 words.
We're expecting you.
We're expecting you.
Words.
The words boat.
The love words. I love just saying words, 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 words. Words, words.
Andy's theme song. Shall we introduce ourselves?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Welcome to Tancast.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
Yeah. I'm Andy, and if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married 4 times. Fuck.
Whoa.
Can I do that
Andy
again?
Fail.
No.
Andy
right on to
fail.
Noah.
Andy,
restart.
Andy,
come on.
Andy,
from the top.
Fail.
I'm Andy, and if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago.
There you go. Whoop. There it is.
There it went.
That was worth going back for.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't worth starting in the first place. It was just a little thing I wanted to do. And I fucked it up. Because there's two versions of the lyrics, and I tried to stick them together. Noah?
I knew you a long time ago. Words, 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 Cotton Eye Joe.
There we go. I'm Noah. I don't know, remember the words to songs most of the time.
So he just fills them in with words,
true.
Words, words.
It's amazing what Noah doesn't remember the words to. Oh, say words, 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 America.
But fucking, if you tell me one embarrassing story, if you tell me something embarrassing about you, I remember that shit 10 years later.
Oh, yeah, and then bring it up in front of your parents.
You slammed your dick in the door. Oh.
Oh, who would slam their dick in the door?
Dude, do you remember that time you were drunk and you shat in your dad's convertible? Oh, your dad's here.
Oh, you didn't tell him.
Oh.
You said it was a dog. Oh, carry on.
maybe that's what I was confusing with.
I often amaze myself with the shit I remember. Like, I'm like, why the fuck do I remember that?
Because you're a horrible person.
Not even like just embarrassing stuff, just random things that have happened. I'm like, oh, yes, I remember the exact circumstances of this event. It's not necessarily something embarrassing, it's just like, I remember that. I don't know why.
It's weird how memory works. Like, there have been times where Tim starts doing something funny. I'm like, Tim, that's hilarious. You're so funny. It's just like, that's something you started like 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, well, then I'm so funny, and I have poor memory.
So funny might be a bit of a stretch, but all right, we get the general idea. No? All right.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
I got a...
Jiggy with it?
A little sidetrack here. Something for Andy that he may be interested in. I don't know if you knew.
Oh, Christ.
The Google improved their mobile site for Google Voice.
Yes.
Yes, I'd seen that. I've actually got it bookmarked on my iPhone.
And
yeah.
From the web... Not from the phone app, though, which hopefully they'll add it. But from the website, you can now send multiple MSs. Like, send it to multiple people.
That's nice.
That is very nice.
About fucking time.
Although, one thing I don't like about the mobile app is, like, when you want to send it to a contact, it can't figure out who you're trying to type unless you go to the search function, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, I'm still holding out hope that they're going to release a real app. Well, that Apple will let them.
I don't think they will. Because now I was reading
something. Now it's like the principle of it. Like, they'd have to admit that they were wrong.
Well, not only that, but recently Steve Jobs, I guess, had a town hall meeting after the iPad announcement, which we should probably discuss. And apparently he's not too happy with, like, you know, Google releasing a phone. Like, I don't know if he, like, put him down, but he's just like, you know, we didn't try to, like, go into the search market and peek against Google, but they released a phone trying to take out the iPhone. That's not going to happen.
Well, in Google's defense, fucking grow a pair.
I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm just saying relations does not seem good between the two.
Yeah, I can understand where they'd feel, because they did have really close relations. And it was kind of like, you know, us against Microsoft for a while there. But, I mean, if you're really thinking about it, if Google can make a better phone, and if they can make a better phone that's cheaper or that does more shit or whatever that people like more, that's better for us. We're getting better phones out of it.
I agree.
So, you know, if a company's they're competing with us. Well, then fucking compete back. Welcome to capitalism. I'm sorry, there's my conservative roots showing through, but you're in business to make money, and you make money by making things people want. And if somebody else comes along and makes something else that people want more, you fucking lose. Them's the rules.
True that. True that.
Yeah, and it's not like a sports game. It's now they're making the money that you were making. And that's sad for you. But I'm not sad for you.
Because I'm getting a better product.
Exactly.
What say you, Tim?
Yep.
Well, you look at the history of what happens when there's no competition. I am paying through the fucking nose for my cable connection. And that cable connection can just go up and down from time to time.
Or the DVR could just fucking die and just fucking fuck up shows that you're in the middle of watching 15 minutes in. You fast forward, it says 32 minutes. All of a sudden, it says 15 minutes. The show isn't there anymore.
You're welcome to.
Then you fucking,
wow.
Then you would have fucking watch Tosh.0, but it has the entirety of the Colbert Report in front of it. And then after that, it won't let you fast forward anymore. So you got to sit through all the fucking commercials for Tosh.0.
I think Tim's a little angry.
I don't know if you saw my tweet a couple days ago. I'm like, oh, my DVR fucked up Daily Show, Colbert Report, and Tosh.0. If you are the person who invented the Comcast DVR, kill yourself. Save your family the embarrassment.
Now,
kill yourself.
Is it like actually the DVR? Like it just, the signal got distorted or?
No, the DVR just fucked up.
Huh.
Like it wasn't like it was blank. It just all of a sudden, like it said it had recorded for 30 minutes and then you're fast forwarding and all of a sudden it gets to 15 minutes and acts like it's done.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem when the people who are selling the service also own the infrastructure.
Fucking Comcast.
Yep.
Someday I'm going to rape somebody from Comcast.
Wow. You may want to cut that out just in case you do do it, so they can't go back and be like, look, he said he was going to do it. Let's go back to Tim.
Yeah, but Tim doesn't see gender. Tim only sees incompetence.
That's why I said I'm not going. That's not going to be a woman.
Yep.
I'm not a monster.
Well, it might be a woman, but no matter what, it's going in the butt.
What in the butt?
Hell no, I'm going to pop out an eye and skull fuck him. Like, this is what it's like watching your DVR! No? Too soon?
Oh. No. And yes, Tim, I did see your tweet, which is why I lobbed you up that nice slow pitch.
Nice.
So while we have Tim Bore, do we want to talk about the iPad real quick?
We want to do 10 laughs just so everybody has something to listen to, and then we can talk about. Then you guys can talk about the iPad while I take a nap.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not everyone's into iPads. I mean, 10 laughs.
Well, maybe not everyone's into the iPad.
Either way, some people are going to be bored.
Well, then I say we bore them with 10 laughs.
All right.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard him from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear him now. I don't know why.
10 laughs.
Let's do it.
All right. This first one is sent in from EJ, a Russian, an American, and a blonde with a tan. We're walking in one day. He capitalized that because I said extra points if you can work tan into your joke. The Russian said, we were the first in space. The American said, we were the first on the moon. And the blonde said, so what? We're going to be the first on the sun. The Russian and the American look at each other and shake their heads. You can't land on the sun, you idiot. You'll burn up, said the Russians. To which the blonde replied, we're not stupid, you know. We're going at night.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Nice. What?
Next.
In the butt.
I will do one. This one comes from Alyssa. And I haven't read the whole thing, so I'm probably going to fuck this up.
Hooray, fuck up.
But it's a blonde joke, so I want to do it.
Hooray.
Blonde joke. A blonde wanting to earn some money decided to hire herself out as a handyman type and started canvassing a wealthy neighborhood. She went to the front door of the first house and asked the owner if he had any jobs for her to do. Well, you can paint my porch. How much will you charge? The blonde said, how about $50? The man agreed and told her that the paint and ladders that she might need were in the garage. The man's wife, inside the house, heard the conversation and said to her husband, doesn't she realize that the porch goes all the way around the house? The man replied, she should. She was standing on the porch. A short time later, the blonde came to the door to collect her money. You're finished already? He asked. Yes, the blonde answered. And I had paint left over, so I gave it 2 coats. Impressed, the man reached into his pocket for $50. And by the way, the blonde said, that's not a Porsche, it's a Ferrari.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Bert.
I got a jokey joke for you.
Do it up. Oh, no one's going to go racist.
No, I'm good.
I mean, racial. I mean,
I'm not racist, no. A man with a winking problem applies for a position as a traveling salesman and goes in for an interview.
That can't be good.
Look at your resume. I can see you're more than qualified, says the interviewer. Unfortunately, we can't have our sales reps constantly winking at customers, so we can't hire you. But wait, says the man. I'll take 2 aspirin. I'll stop winking. Then show me, replies the interviewer. So the guy reaches into his pants pocket, pulls out a pile of condoms, all different shapes, sizes, and colors, before finally finding a pack of aspirin. He pops the pills immediately and stops winking. It's great you stop winking, says the interviewer, but we can't have our salesman womanizing all over the country. What do you mean, asks the man. I'm happily married. How do you explain all the condoms, asks the interviewer. Oh, that, sighs the man. Have you ever walked into a pharmacy winking and asking for aspirin?
Who sent that one in?
No, this is my 100 funniest jokes I've been reading.
All right.
For quite a while now.
All right.
So Noah sent that one in. All right. Noah, thanks. Thanks for the good joke.
I sent it to myself.
All right.
All right.
You know
to be bored?
You guys should talk about the iPad.
Tim, you want a nap?
I'm going to get some orange juice.
Sounds good.
Listeners. You're on your own.
And off he goes.
When they revealed it,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, really? Really? You just took like an iPhone or an iPod Touch and just blew it up? Like, I was expecting something much more sleek looking without all the bezel or frame. And I know people say, oh, you need to put your thumbs. I'm like, you know what? I'll put my thumbs on the screen. It's okay. Just give me more screen.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing that you were, but the more I thought about it, like holding up my iPhone, I realized that I typically, like if I'm looking at it in landscape mode, I hold it by the bezels on the side.
At the same time, though, most of the time when I'm using my iPhone,
mm-hmm.
my fingers are on the screen. Like, I mean, I personally don't use it to watch a ton of video. So
yeah,
whatever,
but if
I'm
you're
going to
be watching video, or if you're going to be like playing a game, or if you're going to be like reading a book or something like that, you're going to want your thumbs off the screen because you don't want to like, you know, accidentally pause something or shift something around or whatever.
I mean, even if they had some, I still think it could have been less than what it is. Like, I haven't touched it, so I don't know exactly how much it is, but it seems like a fucking lot.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve judgment until I see what it's really like, you know, to hold it, to pick it up, to fondle it, to stick it in my pants.
And the interface. I'm like, I wanted something a little more than just, like, this kind of looks like an iPhone with a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
Like, I understand what you
looks
get
like
the
all
apps
the,
is a little
the
different.
Icons are, like, really spaced out instead of sticking more icons
or even making
on the
them
screen.
Bigger. Maybe
or making
they are
the
bigger,
icons
I don't
bigger
know.
Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, they just like when people were holding them up in pictures I saw, they seemed really spaced out. But the more I thought about it, like people were talking about, I just wanted a tablet that does Mac OS X. Well, all the tablets that do Windows Vista suck because you got a general purpose operating system that's got all the programs on it are going to assume, you know, a single mouse and keyboard interface. They're not going to assume that your hands are going to be over it or that the mousing might be a little imprecise, that you're going to need really big targets or whatever. So it seemed to make some sense to me. What a lot of people were bitching about, you know, that it's just the same OS as on the iPhone, basically. I'm actually thinking that's better because you've at least got an OS on there where all of the apps are going to be written for the type of interface that you got.
This is true, but I don't know. I mean, like it seems like you could do that with any operating system, although, you know, I mean, I think part of the reason that it is that way is because Apple has a closed system, which is mm-hmm. another reason why people don't like it. Like, closed in so much that, you know, you have one point of interface, if you don't jailbreak, to get your apps.
Yeah, that no matter what, it's got to go through the App Store. No other online distribution, no other stores, no other whatever.
Which is, you know, I mean, there's pros and cons to it. I've jailbroken my iPhone, and I think it is way better than the standard iPhone. Yeah. Like, you know, just out of the box. Like, I have information on my lock screen that displays, like, my calendar information, tweets, you know, a to-do list, any email or missed calls I've come in. Like, all that I can see from my lock screen and the weather and the time. And it just makes it so much more useful. Like, I don't have to go in and, like, look at shit. I'm like, oh, I can just view my email from here.
Yep. I won't argue.
And
Apple needs to update the interface.
And I don't understand why they don't do background. Apparently, it's in the new SDK. But like, even if they provide it as an option, like, so right now, I have an app that will only background when I tell it to. So it seems like if they're worried about battery life, which, A, I don't know why they're worried about battery life, and they have all these games, if you play a game for like 30 minutes, that will suck down your battery life.
Yep.
And people, and they're, but they're pushing it as a gaming system. Like, hey, play games on it. But if they could just, you know, enable it so it only turns on when you want to, or you can turn off completely, I think that would be a much better option than you don't get multitasking at all. Or
yeah,
only
and,
get
and you look at the Palm and you look at the Android, they've got multitasking. They figured it out. Apple just needs to figure out a good interface for managing what processes are open and running. I mean, because clearly it can, clearly it's capable, because I can start up something in the iTunes player or the iPod app or whatever. I can start something in the iPod and then go do something else, and my music will keep playing while I'm doing whatever this other thing is. So that's obviously, clearly multitasking. But if I start up Pandora and then try to go do something else, not so much do.
So would you buy one, Andy?
I've got the rule that first-gen Apple hardware is probably not a good idea, so not right away.
I think I wouldn't buy one just because it doesn't really have like a place in my life. Like I have a Mac, you know, I have a MacBook and I have an iPhone. Like,
yeah,
it's not really a third device that I need. It's like, you know, anything that the iPad does, I can do with my iPhone, and it's way more portable, which is what the reason I like it so much, because I can take it on anywhere. I have GPS, and, you know, I can't do reading on it, which is fine. You know, I'm okay with that.
It really needs $300 worth of usefulness. Like, if I needed something to bring with me that had, like if I was in college and, like, going to classes and I was able to carry all of my class books on there and then also take notes on it during class, that would be awesome. But then again, for the taking notes and, like, quickly jotting things down, rather than bringing up something that is not a, like, touch keyboard, something that you've still got to be able to look at while you're typing on it, I think it would have been better if they had tried to resurrect the Newton's handwriting recognition. You know, because there's been a lot of progress in terms of computing power in micro devices in the last 15 years.
Very true. I mean, I think even one thing I know for Apple is they always like hold shit back.
Yeah,
like they always have something down. Seems like they always have something down the road that they're planning that will make it better, but they're just gonna hold off so they can reveal it to you. You're like, oh, thank you, Apple. Thank you for giving me this shit that I wanted when it first came out.
That's kind of a cynical way of looking at it. It could be
but
like,
it kind
of
is.
We really want to do this, but we can't fit it in the power budget or the pricing range or the. So we're going to have to hold it back, and we'll have to wait for the component prices to come down, or for our development team to catch up. Or
I don't think they do that. I don't think they do it because they can't release it. I think they do it as a way to kind of give you something else and make you happy. You know, like if they give you everything at once, then you'd be like, well, what else do I want? You know what I mean? I think it's a way of controlling, you know, the features, you know, because then they have something else to present.
You didn't listen to Conan.
No, I didn't.
Conan said cynicism's bad, and you should listen to Conan. Welcome back, Tim. I know you've been back for a while.
What are you talking about? I've been gone. I'm still gone. I'm gone. Where's Tim? Gone.
Yeah, you're here.
Nope, gone.
You're here. I see you. You're talking. You homo.
You don't see me.
I do see you. I turned
on
your webcam.
Don't see me.
I turned on your webcam.
I don't have a webcam. Joke's on you, big boy.
Yeah, you do, baby. So what problem were you having with Google Calendar the other day?
Oh, well, my comedy calendar that I have currently is going away. Oh, fuck, tonight it's going away. So by the time this is posted, you'll click on my calendar, and it'll lead to nothing.
Why is it going away?
I was trying to because the people it's from a site called Sonic Bids, which, long story short, it was being paid for by my college booking agent, and they're no longer going with it anymore.
Okay, gotcha.
And they don't know the new site they're going with, and so I had used that as my replacement calendar, and now I had to find a new one. And for some reason, YouTube's isn't working because that was the one I used before that.
They have a calendar?
Yeah, well, like a gig calendar, not like.
I didn't even know they had that.
Oh yeah, that's what I was using before I was using this one, but for some reason it stopped working once they switched over to the new layout at YouTube. So then I was trying to find a calendar that I could embed on the page. That way people wouldn't have to click through. It would just be on the page. And fucking A, none of them work right. Like, Google's calendar is like a regular person's. Like, I don't want a regular person's calendar. Like, at 4 p.m. I'm going to be busy. doing stuff. No one cares. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to show, like, on the 8th, I'm at a show. On the 10th, I'm at a
like
show.
Like, just like a list. Like a...
Yeah, but then you can click it and find out more information about each individual show. But not like 4 a.m. he's doing nothing, 5 a.m. Like, it shows like the whole day. I'm like, no one cares about the whole day.
No, you can get Google to output a list.
Not that I saw.
I will find out how, and I will give it to you. And you will enjoy it, and you will rub your nipples on it.
And you'll go, oh, Bella.
Oh, pants.
So I started putting it on my MySpace calendar, and then I'm just copying and pasting the HTML from the MySpace calendar and putting it on our page.
Excellent.
So every time I update my calendar, I'm going to have to do that.
Suck.
Indeed. Indeedly do.
Why? That sounds like a good time. Ah!
That was a little surreal there, Noah.
To take a step back, I think I don't think you can just do it so only, like, you can make it default to the agenda view, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
The agenda being just your list of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take away the tabs.
Yeah, I don't think in any way you can get more details on it if you're just some person looking at it.
Oh, like if you click on the link, it won't show you more information?
I don't think there's even a link to click on. It just shows, like, this is what Tim's doing.
All right.
Because the settings I was looking at, they didn't seem to be very helpful. And then I found one. It was like a free gig calendar. It was geared more towards musicians, but it still would work. Except, like, the free version, like, the public gets to see barely anything. Like, you get to see the name of the place and that I'm going to be there. Like, you don't get an address, you don't get a website link, nothing.
Look, this is where Tim's going to be.
Figure it out, fagstick. And it cuts it off 7 characters in, so it's not like you can add... Well, not 7, but like something like that. It's not like you can add the address afterwards, because it'll just go dot, dot, dot.
You can get more information. If you click a link, it pops up and shows like a description and when it is and everything else.
Hogwash! I do not believe your lies!
It's true. Girl, you
lies!
Know it's true! Ooh, ooh, ooh. I want you.
But it wasn't true. They were lip-syncing.
No, that wasn't true.
So, listeners with good hearing from last week will remember that Noah was going to see Book of Eli.
Oh, yes.
I did see Book of Eli.
And so did I!
And what'd you think?
And we went to a crappy place afterwards. That was I picked, and I feel bad for.
It wasn't that bad, baby.
I ate pig face with cartilage in it, and it was not quite what I wanted. I thought, hey, I'll be adventurous. That's what you get for being adventurous, people. Stick with what you know.
I ate some garlic rice that tore my shit up. Fuck, every time I breathed out, and especially when I burped, it was like the devil was trying to escape. Oh, horrible. And some of that chicken caught between my teeth. Fucking, it hurt like shit. I couldn't even floss it out. It was just hanging on like, I'm going to fuck your gums up, bitch. But it was tasty. Book of Eli was all right.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. Had a little twist for you. A little twist, maybe? Had some interesting action.
I looked it up. I know what the twist is.
Turns out Denzel Washington is black.
Yep.
I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming.
I know.
So
I'd forgotten he was black, like Chris Matthews with Barack Obama.
Gary Oldman was not playing like an over-the-top character like he does a lot of the time. Like, he's more subtle. More kind of subtle creepy. And, did they ever really explain? Oh, yeah, they did explain what had happened, eventually.
Yeah.
I guess Tim was impressed with that.
Nah.
It's not like The Road, though. The Road, they didn't say what happened at all. Just like, hey, the world's fucked up. Deal with it. Yeah, it was definitely wasn't a movie you have to see in the theater, I don't think.
Lord, no.
Book of Eli or The Road?
Either.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I thought the action was, you know, pretty good.
You just squeaked like Jay Leno.
I liked it. That girl's hot. I can't believe she was or is married to Macaulay Culkin.
Mila Kunis?
Yes. Are they still together or was it not anymore?
No idea. Andy?
No idea.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
there you go.
I'm sure we could find out if we really wanted to know.
But I am not TMZ.
What?
I give not a shit.
You're not TMZ? What the fuck?
I give, as with many other things, a nega shit. I offset at least one shit that someone else has given.
So you sit down on a shit and slick it back up into your ass?
Yes.
Nice. Yes. Then we went to that Filipino place, and Yeah, it was, I tried something new and didn't care for it. I don't think any of us really liked it. I will go back to get my free dessert, though. Do you want to share it with me, Tim?
They're engaged.
What? Oh, they're engaged.
They're engaged. They've been together since 2002.
Oh, what the fuck? How did he slide in there like that? I was next in line. No, I wasn't. I bet he was just sponging off that woman. Well, maybe he saved his money. Maybe he was good. I don't know. I was going to say, I am going back to get that free dessert, Tim. Do you want to join me since you paid for half the meal?
Oh,
pretty much?
No.
What? What? Really? Really?
Yeah. Instead, I'm just going to hang my nuts in my car window and then roll up the window.
And Tim was so reluctant at first. Like, I was like, say something. We'll go somewhere else. He's like, well, we could go here.
I was like, oh, look, Fridays. Oh, I was thinking we could go to this place with the shitty pictures on the wall. Oh, that looks good, too. With the pictures that look like our entrees have AIDS. Oh, well, I love some AIDS entrees.
So Noah wasn't joking. You actually ate pork face?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. No joke.
Did they bring you like a whole head of a pig? Or was
it
like a cheek?
No, it was all ground up into little pieces.
With extra cartilage. Extra cartilage. Num-nums.
Nummy num-numbers.
I thought, like, oh, I'll try it. How bad could it be? It is. Yeah, it's not pleasing.
It's not pleasing.
It's just like, this is chewy. Yeah, no. I don't like this. I eat the shit out of that rice, though. Rice. So, you live and learn. Next time we'll go to Fridays. I got Jack Daniels.
The Jack Daniels sauce doesn't seem as good as it used to.
Tim, you concur?
Jack Daniels doesn't seem as good as it used to?
Yeah, the Jack Daniels sauce.
You're a fucking liar.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
I will beat the shit. How does someone who loves food so much make such a wrong assessment?
Wow, Tim.
You have failed as a fat man, sir.
I am so glad I only said that, and I didn't say the thing that was really on my mind, which was that your mother's a dirty whore.
Well, that's
correct assessment. What can you say about that?
Tim can't argue with that. Tim can enjoy his OJ, though.
I can. It's good. Got vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamins are good for you.
Yes, I love the Fridays.
I know you do. I know. I love Pan Express. Delicious.
Yeah,
it's
a good time.
Oh, and I know neither of you will probably ever try this unless maybe come to eat at my house. But my wife made tofu with the orange sauce that you can buy at the store from Pan Express, and it was delicious. Hmm.
Was it the squishy kind of tofu, or was it the very firm, like extra firm or whatever?
It was extra firm.
Okay.
That's how Stephanie gets it.
I might try it.
I was like, I mean, I like tofu normally, but I was just like, yo, this is really good.
Did she bread it or did she just put it in the sauce?
Just put it in the sauce. Didn't bread it. She tries to make it healthy as possible.
Blasphemer.
That's breading it. That's what gets all the calories in it.
That's what gets all the delicious in it.
And we watched another movie, which I didn't really watch that much, but called Food Incorporated. Just basically, if you want to be depressed about your food, just watch it, you know. Hey, look, this is how fucked up the food is.
Yeah, I heard about Food Incorporated, and I think ignorance is going to be bliss in my case. Until ignorance causes a heart attack or death from food cancer or something like that. From the food I didn't know any better
probably
about.
Probably will, if you don't pay attention, my friend.
Yes, but until then, ignorance will be bliss, and then ignorance will be death, and death will be
And then you'll be
release.
Like, why did I think of this before?
Nope, oh, death wait. Will be sweet release. No more talking to Noah every week. Oh, it'll be so nice. Finally get all my napping in once I'm done.
I will bury you with a tape recorder, an iPod, attached to a battery, with my voice just going, Andy, 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 Andy. If you die before me.
Oh, I think that's pretty much a given, unless you, like, jog in front of a car.
You never know.
Fucking jogger.
Crazy shit happens.
Crazy shit does happen.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Sliding Doors, bullshit ending.
Never seen it.
Oh, nothing, man.
Never seen it.
Oh,
yeah. Just so we get our Smodcast reference in, I'm going to rent the movie that Kevin Smith talked about. Oh, well, no. First, I'm going to rent the movie Kevin Smith talked about on Smodcast with his mom, which is actually pretty funny. called Deliver Us From Evil. And me and Tim are going to go see Kevin Smith at Macworld.
Yes.
All right.
Suck it.
I will suck it.
And while I'm there in San Francisco, I'm going to try the sandwich with coleslaw and fries on it.
Because he's a crazy motherfucker.
He is.
Tim hasn't said if he's going to go with me.
Well, it's just you and your wife, right?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Third wheel.
It's not like we're going to like make out and be like, oh,
we're starting fucking.
What?
Coleslaw and fries on a sandwich. I have never had something so sexy. Get on my dick. On my dick, woman.
Let me just rub some slaw on you.
Now I make you a sandwich. Slaw and fries and dick. Oh, what a really weird place there.
What? Crazy.
Yeah, I know. I think I tweeted about this.
Oh, God.
I ran out to grab a bite of food at work and came back to find my desk smoking.
Wow.
Oh,
because
yes.
one of my coworkers had pranked me. So, like, I left. There was we'd had a smoke machine set up for Halloween because it was, like, the theme of our whole section of the floor.
Way to jump at taking that down. It's only January.
No, the smoke machine's just kind of been, like, sitting put away, like, on a shelf since then. So the dude, like, as soon as I walked out the door, I was like, hey, I'm going to grab some food. I'm out. He goes running, grabs the smoke machine, gets it into the bottom drawer of, like, my little chest o' drawers at my desk, and then manages to, like, MacGyver wire the power cord and the control panel for the smoke machine out the back of the drawers and, like, underneath these little divider wall sections, so it was, like, hidden around the corner from me from where my desk is. So I come walking back in with my food. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, hey. And then he, like, goes and walks around the corner, and I don't realize it, but he's walked around the corner to turn the smoke machine back on. So I drop my food at my desk, and I see this, like, thin trail of smoke just coming up from nowhere. And I've got an uninterruptible power supply under my desk. So I thought, like, the battery had blown or, like, you know, it had sparked a tiny fire or something. I look over, like, my computer's lights just... So I'm just standing there going, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm also thinking, like, all the unsaved work that I have as my computer's catching fire. I look over. The lights are still on the computer. Look down. Lights still on in the UPS. I'm looking all around. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And all of a sudden, I guess the smoke machine really kicked into high gear because this huge plume of, like, ridiculously, like, cartoon-thick smoke just comes rolling out of the bottom drawer, like, right past my face. Like, okay, that's too much. Like, if it was that much smoke from fire, I'd be feeling the fire right now. So I pulled the drawer open, and the smoke machine's in there just quietly whirring to itself and just farting out these big circles of smoke.
Farting out them,
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think Tim's approves of your words.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that was pretty fucking epic. It's going to take me a lot to get this guy back.
Especially because you're a failure.
At life.
I will have you know, sir, that I am known as the guy most likely to
snap
fuck
and kill the office and then eat the corpses.
Yes, and then eat the corpses with the orange sauce that Noah's
wife
makes.
Heaven forbid it be Jack Daniel's sauce, apparently. Traitor.
I just said it wasn't as good.
Traitor.
It didn't seem as good.
Go back to Russia.
Why don't you suck my Russia? And by Russia, I mean testicles.
I can see Russia from my house. By that, I mean my testicles.
You can see your testicles from your house, or you can see Russia from your testicles?
I can see testicles from testicles.
Okay, I've lost the thread of this metaphor.
But you've got my testicles.
I guess. Hooray, I've got your testicles.
You're welcome.
That would be a fucked up game to play with a little kid. I got your nose. I got your testicles.
Oh, Hitler has something to say about the iPad, too.
Yep,
oh,
I saw that.
Hitler,
oh,
he's got something to say about everything.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to those Hitler things. Because there's fucking, they
sometimes
do it about everything now.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're funny, a lot of times they're really lame.
Did you see the one where someone redubbed the dialogue from Good Will Hunting? Like the dialogue where they're in the bar and that blonde guy is trying to make fun of Ben Affleck's character and then Matt Damon steps in.
And schools
him. Right?
Yeah. Someone redubbed it and they're talking about the iPad and iPods. It's very odd.
Is it funny?
Kind of. It's just Ring weird the way they do the dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I haven't seen the movie in a while, but I'm just like, why are they talking like that? I'll see if I can find a link for you.
I'll see if you can find my nuts.
My nuts. My back.
Oh, and in other news this week,
comma,
my little toddler, and thank you to Princess Edamame for teaching me that word. It's awesome. My little toddler managed to pop a 105-degree temperature this week.
That's not good.
No. No. It's like if you could take good and flip it on its head, so like you've got the exact opposite of good, it's that. So, yeah, like everyone else is like, hey, it's Friday, TGIF. I'm like, I'm sitting here waiting for a call from my wife telling me that the fever's back and that they're running to the hospital.
That's not fun.
On, like, 4 hours of sleep. I was not emotionally prepared for Friday, is what I'm saying.
How are you now, baby?
So
are you
how's
okay?
Your kid now?
He seems to be fine. Suddenly he's got, like little dots on his chest. So we're not sure if that's just, like, he was itching himself or if that's something that we need to watch out for. Like, I mean, like, an hour ago, these showed up, and the fevers seem to have gone away, but...
Are they fever blisters? Can't you get fever blisters?
Yes, you can, but the fever seems to have been gone for about the last 24 hours.
Oh, okay, so you wouldn't get fever blisters
now. And that sudden 105, like, we like, panicked, got him in the bath, gave him baby Tylenol, and called a hospital to find out if we should bring him in, and within, like, 5 minutes, his fever was down to, like, 101. So, like, he'd just run his temperature up, giving us all heart attacks, and then he was back to being fine. And at no
I
point
like
during
you
that...
I like how you say it as though he was doing it on purpose.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
I'm gonna make my temperature hotter!
Yeah, because earlier he grabbed my iPhone and threw it over the couch, and then later I wasn't watching my iPhone quite carefully enough, because I don't learn lessons, and he picked up this very heavy toy that he has that's, like, hanging by a string. He picked it up by the string, and, like, wrecking ball style, was trying to drop it on top of my iPhone repeatedly. Like, ah, Hulk smash daddy shiny thing.
He's a Microsoft kid.
I guess.
Smash!
Him want Zoom. So that was it for me.
Well, I'm glad your child's somewhat better.
Yes, me too. Ah, now if only he'd learn to behave. He's taken to screaming
well, his father
to get our
didn't,
attention.
So.
No.
He's taken to screaming?
Yeah, like if he wants attention, he'll just scream to get you to look at him.
Like, continuously just be like, ah! And then look at you.
Like, or, he'll do that, and if you don't look at him right away, he'll scream louder and longer.
Nice, that kid's smart. Wait, that didn't work. Let me turn up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you get the little spray cat, the little thing like you spray cats when they're on the couch, and every time he does that, you just spray him.
No, we've got a little, like a little box we put him in.
Seriously?
No, it's a playpen, but it's his timeout spot. And it's funny, he doesn't talk to us, but you say timeout, and he will get down from whatever he was on. Because he does not like to go away from the people in his little timeout box.
Do you have it decorated with ghoulish imagery so that it's scary in there? Because I think that would be even better.
What I did is I took pictures of him, and I photoshopped him a little bit to make them look dead, and then I hung those up. Like, I just blued the lips a little bit, or like did like one of the eyeballs popping out, a little bit of gore on the cheek. There are various different ways. One's had all the flesh boiled off.
Lovely.
So it's just sort of like drooping and hanging.
Super hot.
Nice.
Speaking of dead babies... Tim, was it your suggestion to put the future dead baby joke on the baby
yes.
jumper? I lost track of the horrible.
So there's still in the Tancast store, there's a... I got rid of almost all of the things that say I will chimp out on you, but I left the kid jumper because I hadn't thought of something else to replace it with yet. And so people were tossing me off different suggestions, and mine was future dead baby joke. I was like, no mother is going to buy that for her baby. Danelle did not find that funny in the slightest.
What?
I know, it's crazy.
Really?
I know.
So she's not going to wear one of those shirts someday?
Well, she wouldn't wear it. Our baby would theoretically wear it.
It's not a baby doll tee. It's a baby clothes.
Oh, got you. I thought it was like a pregnancy shirt.
Oh.
No. That one says I'm a mech suit.
Okay. But because then it's like, you know, future dead baby joke, you know, in my tummy.
Oh, that's also horrible. Congratulations, sir.
Future dead baby joke on board.
Oh, you know what would be great? Like on the chest with an arrow pointing down? Botched abortion.
Oof. That's
I'm glad I interrupted that yawn for you.
Yeah, thanks. Shall we... Jesus Christ. We're a lot further along in this episode than I thought.
Yeah, like we haven't really accomplished anything.
Just like life.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you guys had to talk about the fucking iPad forever. That was important. I'm glad we got that.
Feel free to trim that down if you want.
No, fuck you. You have to listen to all of it.
I don't. I don't listen to Tancast.
I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to call you and
actually,
leave
that's
it.
A lie. I was after Junior with the 105 degree fever and having trouble falling asleep, I actually turned on a Tancast, sped it up to double time, and listened to the two of you berate me at double speed.
Yay!
For about half an hour. It was wonderful. It kept making me giggle. That also may have helped me stay awake, but you know, at least it was humor keeping me awake.
My dick was keeping you awake.
Yeah, that too.
Ha-ha! Dick.
Dreaming of Tim's cock again.
It's a lovely thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sight to behold. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yep, 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 yep.
Oh, so I shared this with Noah. I'm done with 24. I gave up 15 minutes into the latest episode. I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, if Tim's given up, I went and told my wife, I'm like, yep. If you want to watch 24, that's all you. But Tim giving up on a show, that is... absolute proof to me that I just do not need to bother.
I'm holding on strong. I'm not pussy like Tim.
No, it's mic fail.
Your mic isn't holding on strong.
Mic strong.
Your mic is giving up weak. This Tancast Noah Mic Fail is sponsored by an actual interesting conversation we were having before we started the show.
So you know how I was telling you how I wanted to go to Elephant Bar, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking up the calories for the different items on the
That'll
little...
ruin it.
It's really going to ruin it for you if you know the calories?
No, not for me.
Oh, it's ruined for me. But
no, that's what I meant. You're ruining it by looking at the calories.
There is a dessert, just part of the meal. It is a mini dessert. It has 1,100 calories.
Delicious.
There is a dessert that has like almost 3,000 calories.
I bet it's the best dessert ever.
That is like...
What is it made of, like butter and sugar?
It must be. It's like the fudge walnut brownie something. Like,
have our sugared butter cube or our buttered sugar cube.
I was like, fuck, I could not believe that. I will have to starve myself for a week before I can eat this shit.
Just have to run a little farther that day. Don't be such a pussy.
But man, they had some other stuff on there that sounded delicious, like crispy honey shrimp and... other crispy things. Crispy teriyaki chicken. That was another thing. I was like, that does sound delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Went to Red Lobster last night.
Oh, see, look who's Mr. Moneybags now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't go last night. We went Friday night.
Still
Friday
Moneybags.
Friday night is not the best night to go out to eat, in case anybody was curious.
Oh, a little busy? Huh?
Yeah, a little bit. We weren't even going to go to Red Lobster. We were going to go to Olive Garden, but that was way too busy, whereas Red Lobster was only kind of busy.
And did you have some of the delicious biscuits?
Oh, fuck yeah. And, you know, like, they gave us a bag to take some to go. They're like, do you want to take these home? I was like, oh, fuck yes. And there's reheating instructions on the bag, because apparently enough people have done it, like those biscuits enough, that they had to give, like, specific heat. And they're like... they're not simple. Like, you have to cover it in foil, heat it for 5 minutes, then take the foil off, and then heat it for another minute. And like, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just want delicious biscuits.
I didn't think it was going to be this difficult.
I want to do all this fucking work. I just want delicious biscuits.
I figured they were already made. You did the hard part. Let me just eat it.
We didn't really eat out this weekend. I had a couple snacks at the farmer's market.
Woo! Living it up at the hotel, Fagalicious.
Yeah. That's how you get to be Mr. Moneybags, sir.
No, you get a good job. That's how you get to be Mr. Moneybags.
Then you also don't spend money.
Don't be photoshopping teeth for a dentist. For $10 a pop.
But hey, if you just ate at home, you could save that $10 or most of it.
You know, we mostly eat at home. Calm down.
I'm just fucking with you, baby. I know you do.
And I've made, like, one trip to the grocery store last week and a half.
Nice. Cutting it down. More efficient.
Although I have to go today. We're out of all sorts of shit.
Yeah, we have to go today, too.
Let's go together! We can be like gays!
All right. No? Apparently in, like, European countries, they shop every day. Like, they have a refrigerator small enough to hold a meal.
My dad used to shop every day. But we had a big-ass refrigerator, so I think he just liked going to the store. Sometimes I would go. I'm like, ooh, this is exciting.
Were you really excited?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what the kids call sarcasm.
Some kids, like, would like to go to the store, because then you could, like, say, hey, I want this shit. Give me this shit.
Yeah. After a couple years of no, you figured out that it wasn't really working out for you. I want this shit. Shut up, Bab.
You get.
You're also yet. Bab.
You like it.
Yes, but you're the Bab that's shutting up.
And now, back to the show. All right, so 24. You're not giving up on it, Noah, huh?
No, hold on strong. I'm not pussy like Tim.
Because I've decided I have better things to do with that hour, it doesn't make me a pussy.
No, it makes you a fucking pussy.
No.
Big, fat pussy!
House, however, still is an awesome show.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's how you fucking do it. That's how you make a fucking show.
All right.
On House, I'm becoming convinced that Wilson is actually smarter than House, and it's just the fact that House is completely unprincipled that lets him do shit that Wilson just couldn't bring himself to do.
Do shit.
Yep. He do strong.
Huh. I don't know that that's true.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't know that I see that in any way.
What leads you to this hypothesis?
There have been several episodes, including recently when House was trying to avoid somebody. That Wilson has outsmarted him. Like, House is being completely, like, bizarre and random and, like, going odd places and doing odd things. And Wilson seems to be able to predict where House is going to wind up. That's just one example. There have been plenty of other times where, like, Wilson's gotten inside House's head and, like, kind of brain-fucked him.
I sense that that's what this next episode is going to be from the preview from last week.
I think my DVR cut off before the preview. I don't remember.
As did mine, but I was still recording 24 at the time, so it was on the beginning of 24, and then I stopped it 15 minutes into that episode. I was like, fuck it. I'm done. Never mind. I don't care. Fuck you. I don't
fuck
care
you,
what
Jack,
explodes.
You win!
No, it's that stupid subplot with the blonde lady who has the mysterious past. I'm like, I'm done.
Who is?
Fuck it. Fuck you.
Buck Rogers, right?
Fuck off.
From Star Galactica?
Ginger Rogers? What?
You mean Starbuck.
Starbuck. Right. Her.
Is she?
Yeah, that's her.
That'd be funny because her character's got a mysterious past on Nip/Tuck as well.
Great.
Yep. She was hot on Nip/Tuck. That's all.
It's Katie Sackhoff.
Oh.
Yeah, she'll get you Sackhoff.
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself, dude.
Too late. Hemorrhaging. Yes.
Yes. Indeed.
Have you watched Big Bang Theory yet, Andy?
I've not.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
I keep...
Watch the fucking show.
Suck my
watch
ass.
It.
How about
watch
that?
It.
No,
watch
you suck
it.
My ass.
Go
you suck
DVR,
my ass and then I'll watch it.
It. Watch it.
Mm?
Watch it. Get it watched.
He may be too smart for that show.
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty fucking smart.
He likes to think he's smart, but he's not really too smart for this show. He fancies himself a smart individual.
He'll just find potholes in the thing instead of laughing at the joke. Like, oh, that's how jokes are funny because words.
I was watching Meet the Robinsons again last night, Disney animated movie, which is a good. I like it. It's a good movie, but there's like it's a time travel movie, and so like it doesn't have the same rules of time travel. Like one or two times, like different things, like. If this were the rules of time travel from this scene, then it wouldn't make this scene possible, but they are both still in the movie. And then it gets to the end, and it says screenplay by, and there's like 11 jillion people. I'm like, well, there's your problem right there. Yeah. One guy wrote that scene and said this is how the rules are going to be, and another guy wrote that scene and said this is how the rules are going to be. But it's still a good movie.
You would like it.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. I'm glad we could settle this.
Yeah, stood my ground.
Yeah. Stood your ground, kick Noah in the nuts from it.
Alright, I don't know about nut kicking. You gotta go all nut kicky on it.
Nut kicky all night long.
There you go, everyone take a drink.
Drink it up like it's never been drunk before. Doo 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 doo. And another one has a drink. Doo 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 doo. Another one has a drink. Another drink's gone, another drink's gone, another one has a drink.
I don't get you.
What? What's not to get?
I wish I knew how to quit you. Steffi doesn't like it when I say that.
It's because you're admitting that you're gay.
No, just because I used to say all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's because you drive the joke into the ground.
Okay.
I'm like, here comes a snappy comeback. Okay. All right. Well, it's not as snappy as I'd imagine.
All right.
I don't know, nigga. Sometimes it's nice. Should we, do we want to keep going, or are we going to wrap this motherfucker up?
Well, did we want to do our...
No, we're not going to start at the top, the high five fucking at the end of the episode. It's going to take forever.
Okay.
Jackasses.
Ooh, what do you guys say
you.
That?
I blame you both.
You got pithy comeback, Andy?
I have nothing.
Yeah, of course you don't.
I got nothing except these nuts you can suck on.
So, this one disappointing episode.
This is. Let's re-record this tomorrow. We can do it better.
We could scarcely do it worse.
I thought this was our best episode ever.
Well, just thanks for listening to our mulligan episode, everybody.
Yeah. Tim, edit this down. Make it as short as possible.
Hey, welcome to TagCast. Bye.
This week is brought to you by the letter fail.
Why the fuck do I keep yawning?
I don't know, because the energy's off this episode.
We slept for like 12 hours last night.
See, that's it. Slept too much.
You guys are fucking wild, dude.
Went back to bed like a little after 10 and woke up a little after 9. I guess it's 11 hours, but still, it's pretty close.
Carry the one. Yes. Who wants some roasted turkey Doritos?
Roasted turkey?
Yeah, roasted turkey Doritos. Really?
Really?
Really.
And? How
and
are
they're
they?
Shaped like Christmas trees.
Well, then I'm gonna throw that out there. They are probably not the freshest thing that you should be eating right now.
Maybe they only come out every once in a while.
Wait, are they in your house?
No. They're...
Oh, well then go ahead.
They're chips from around the world. Caramel macchiato fritos. Green
Jesus
tea fritos.
Jesus H. God Christ.
Strawberry roasted. Cheetos.
Hot, hot, hot roasted turkey Doritos.
Sweet honey
oh, no, ho,
Doritos.
Ho, 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 I can't read.
Tandoori Doritos? I don't even know what tandoori is. You know what tandoori is, Andy?
Yes. It's an Indian, like, curry dish.
Ah, wasabi mayo.
Dorito stick.
Teriyaki. Some of these sound kind of good. Corn soup Doritos? I don't know about that. Cheese gratin Doritos?
Strawberry Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I'm getting hungry. Tim McGraw spicy jalapeno Fritos.
Huh. Yeehaw.
Tandoori Doritos might not be bad.
A lot of these don't sound too bad. Some of them don't sound like they're from around the world.
You know like, they're Doritos. They're all going to taste like they're variations of the Cool Ranch.
Pretty much. Like, hey, this just tastes like they did something with Cool Ranch.
I just saw a tweet. Someone was a sudden urge to see us do a high five on books. Good luck. I don't think I have 5 books.
You've read comic books, little boy.
Those don't count. Nope.
Another one I thought we could do, even though we didn't do the one we're supposed to do now, but places we want to go visit, like that we've never been to before.
Nice. I thought of one. Imaginary things that we wish were real.
Interesting.
You probably didn't quite hear it because my mic's a little ways away from my eyes, but my eyes got so wide at that suggestion.
Because I'm trying to do things that weren't just, you know, like lists of... You know, pedestrian things that, you know, it actually required us to get a little inside our own heads a little bit.
I am now thinking of so many imaginary things that I want to be real.
Like your penis?
Yes!
Oh.
Giggity, 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 cow!
You're an idiot, Tim. My God, you're an idiot.
That's part of my charm, my idiocy. That's why the ladies love Cool Tim.
Alright.
Ladies don't love Cool Tim?
They love him. One particular lady loves you a lot.
Yep.
Did you guys see my tweet about what Stephanie said to me?
Yes. I tried to explain it to Nell. She didn't see why it was funny. I had to explain it like a couple times.
we were at Victoria's Secret underwear shopping, and she was asking me about different ones. And she's like, you know, because you see my underwear more than most people. I was like, wait, more than most people? Wouldn't that be like more than everybody?
But the way you phrased your response was, who am I competing against and who has the top spot?
Yeah, that's why I said in the tweet.
And I was like, and Danelle was like, I don't understand that. Did she say who does have the hot top spot?
No. She just moved on.
I guess technically she probably sees her underwear more than you do.
Yeah, this is true.
And she is a person. But more than most doesn't sound like more than everybody but me.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe she shows her underwear off a lot.
Yeah, maybe. She's like, look at this, Lou. It's got flowers.
Secret underwear model.
There are some.
Maybe every day at work. All right, everybody, show you off your underwear. I'm wearing some pink, a pink number today. Oh, very nice, Stephanie. Very nice. Phil, what do you got? Oh, boxers. Lovely.
There's
just
some
everybody's
young
going
people.
Around the room.
Yeah, see, I'm still looking forward to the day when, you know, you can pick which of your nuts is a little bit classier and just hang it out at work.
There's some young people doing what, Noah?
To Andy, add that to your list of things that you imagine you wish were real.
One Ball Friday.
just to say, they are young girls at Old Navy, Victoria's Secret. Like, I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, really? This now is when you're going to start buying this stuff? I'm like, she goes,
we were at Victoria's Secret. Danelle's buying a bra or some shit. I don't remember. But there was this fucking kid just crying, just loud, and the mom is doing nothing. And then finally the dad, like, finally she leaves, and the dad has been outside this entire time. Like, why couldn't you drop him off with dad?
Did you threaten to punch that kid in the face? Or slap him?
No. Well, I did make moves towards the kid, and Danelle stopped me. Like, look. It's just one little kid. It's a Mexican kid, too. They've got plenty of those. I've seen them.
It really did amaze me. Like, really? You think everyone wants to hear your child screaming? We don't care about that child. We know it came out of your love canal, but none of us have connections to that kid except for you.
Well, like, the only time it stopped screaming was when it started grabbing shit off the shelves and trying to break it. And then when they stopped the kid from trying to break things, it started crying again. I'm like, listen, that kid is a lost cause. It's either going to be loud and annoying or break shit. Kill it.
Let me kill it.
Oh, Tim, you gotta love him.
Look, there's an escalator right over there. We just give him a little kick, or give her a little kick. Boom, 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 like a little slinky. She'll just keep going until she's all broken.
Just hand me the baby, and I'll do what you should have did 15 minutes ago.
Ooh, that was funny.
Thank you. Just for the record, everybody got that I was doing the dude from Dark Knight, right?
I got it.
Okay, good.
That's why it's funny. Because I pictured Andy with one eye shooting off in a different direction while he's saying it.
What is up with that dude's eyes?
I thought you were doing a Nick Cage impression when you first started.
Put the bunny in the box.
Yeah. When you said, give me the bait, I'm like, oh, he's doing the thing from Con Air. Wait, no? Oh, yes. Better.
All right. Should we?
You know what I think is up with that guy's eye? I think he's so dangerous that he's got to watch two directions at once.
The fuck. All right, with that note, I think we should wrap this up.
No, it's just getting good.
I used to work with a dude that had, you know, like the one lazy eye kind of heading off. This is like 15 years ago, and it was so disconcerting because, like, the way that he would, like, talk to you, he was really nerdy. I worked in a IT department. I was a programmer at the time, and so, like, he wouldn't make eye contact for that long, but, like, we're like, a lot of guys who are, like, really nerdy and uncomfortable socially will, like, look over your shoulder or, like, look at something kind of near you and then look back at you and then look away or whatever. He would always look away so that the other eye was kind of looking at you. So it was like you never knew which time he's looking at you and which time he's looking away.
I can never figure out which eye is a good eye.
Yeah, no, wait,
which one is it? Which one should I look at?
I remember that Martin Lawrence bit where he was talking about breaking up with the chick because she was cross-eyed and, like, there was an argument. And the culmination of the bit is, well, the reason we're breaking up is because we don't see eye to eye. And then I remember Noah really liked that bit, and we were playing Taboo once at somebody else at, I think it was even Noah's house, actually.
And, next door to me.
He was on... What?
It was next door.
Okay, I knew it was near you. and he was trying to get his partner to say disagreement, and he was trying everything, and finally he goes, we don't see eye to eye! And I knew exactly what he was quoting. But it worked. That was the end of that story.
Nice.
All right. I'm hungry.
All right. Keep an eye out for next week's show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And we apologize for this one. In fact, we should all just record ourselves saying we're sorry, and then you can toss that at the beginning, and then people know.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Tancast 85. Keep your expectations low.
Really, always keep your expectations low. Then you'll be surprised.
Keep them extra low. Take where your expectations normally are, dig down 20 feet, and put your expectations there for this episode.
Really, just... go to the Earth, the core of the Earth.
And then help Aaron Eckhart send the bombs that will restart it.
Yeah.
I was there in a car. Who was in there with him?
That was the dude from Big Night. I can't remember his name.
Oh, wasn't, Gandhi? Wasn't he in that one?
Ben Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Stanley Tucci, Tim?
Yes, I am talking about Stanley Tucci. He was in Big Night.
Great. I'm going to stop recording now.
All right. That's it. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 85. And I really mean thank you, because this week's episode was a little dull. You can visit us at TanCast.com and tell us exactly how much we sucked. Might not be the best week to leave us a review on iTunes or vote for us at Podcast Alley, but any time is a good time to go to the Tan Store at CafePress.com/TanCast. We'll be back next week with a slightly less mediocre TanCast. TanCast. For those of you who felt you didn't get enough apple circle jerking in this episode, saved a little bit for the end. Buh fucking bye.
Andy?
Yes?
Have you seen the, in person, have you seen the 27-inch IMAX?
I have not.
They are beautiful.
That's what I've heard.
I want one. And apparently, I guess the resolution they have, no one else has right now.
God damn.
I was looking, I was like, I would like a 27-inch with this resolution. And I looked on the numbers that appeared, and I did a search, I'm like, oh, wow, only Apple offers those right now. I think eventually down the road, or maybe, I think HP may have one, or Dell has one, but it's not very common. Anyways.
What's the resolution? Is it 2560 by something?
I believe so. Let me change it to 2560 by something. Carry the one. It is 2560 by 1440. 1440. 2560 by 1440.
That's substantial. Like my nutsack! Yeah, that's close to what 30-inch monitors run at, man. For 27, that's pretty good.
Oh, okay. So you can't get that resolution now with like a 30-inch monitor?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get 2560 by 1600 or something like that.
Probably pricey, though.
Yes.
Nah, it's probably hecka cheap.
Yeah.
Hecka cheap!
Because, yeah, I would like to get a MacBook Pro and then... And now I was looking at what they can output, and they can output, I think, 2560 by 1600. I like that. Anyways.
Yeah, so, yeah. The Apple 30-inch display is...
Over 1,000.
2560 by 1600.
Oh,
and it costs $1,800.
Woody-boo!
You can get a whole iMac for that.
Yeah, there's a HP 30-inch for $1,100. That's still a lot, though.
Not for Mr. Moneybags, Mr. Riches, Mr. Deep Pockets.
Mr. D's Nuts.
Mr. Saul the Dead all by himself. Just like, oh, wait, what's the problem with the debt? Let me just break that off. Hang on. Wait, I might have to unclip my money belt.
What are you talking about, mister? I go to the movie theater and buy their popcorn and snacks.
We were hungry. We hadn't eaten it all day, that day.
That's Mr. Moneybags right there.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
That shit's expensive.
It was all right.
Buy a new car.
Hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's gonna. Mr. Moneybags.
Maybe.
I got a three-year-old car. Three-year-old? Is it three? Or four? I think it's 2006, 4 years old.
Shut the